Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our Texas Insider, you can see his work at the Houston Chronicle. Brooks Cabina joins us. And by the way, Brooks, it's clear that we are, as we believe, the sexiest show in Houston. And I think Brooks...
It's not a belief, it's just a fact.
Don't bring me into y'all's arrogance.
I mean...
Don't bring me into y'all's arrogance.
Best hair at the station, this entire show right here.
I don't know where this is going. When he starts a segment like this, Brooks, you got to be really careful.
Stop it. You're one of the driving forces. All right, we have the best hair at the station and really in Houston.
Correct.
Then Brooks... With the hair and the sexiness, I think just adds to it, which
it really helps on radio.
It's okay, baby. I'm just telling you right now.
No one can contradict that. Right.
Got
now.
A few That's heartbreakers out here, baby. It is a real match with Brooks joining us. He's here every Tuesday at this time. And Brooks, like I listened to Lovie Smith yesterday as he addressed the media, and I know you did. And maybe the most disappointing, I know maybe, the most disappointing thing to him, and he brought up multiple times, was we were 0-for-4 in third and one.
Yeah.
Short yardage was a problem. And with Damian Pierce on your team, who just, you can count in your hands, and the one that Roquan Smith did is the one that sticks out, how many times he doesn't fall forward. And you would think, God, he didn't get a yard 0-for-4. From third and one. That seemed to really, really irritate Lovie the most.
Yeah. I mean, it was something I was looking on the plane coming back on, and that he touched on it was really timely because that ended up being the focus of my weekly film review. But the only person that has converted a third and one for the Texans this year is on the practice squad. It's Jeff Driscoll out of his own read, you know, last week against Denver.
Yeah.
And when you consider the philosophy that they have as an offense, that they're going to bring in a run game and have that be a large focus, that's a damning fact that you can't move the ball on third and one. And four times throughout that game, I do think one of the interesting things that he pointed out, one of the revelations from that, he said that two of those were run pass options. Mm-mm. We don't know how much those are used in the other games, but my takeaway from that a little bit, you see the multiple tight end formations, the fullback formations they used before. Think about the Colts game where they got stuffed. They got stuffed again on third and goal at the two out of a similar formation. I wonder if that's Pep's adjustment after 2 weeks saying, okay, we need to give our sense, see if there's more to go. And two of those were passes. It was pretty clear. It was those in the first half and in the second because there was only two beyond the interception at the end that were passes. And Lovie said that they should have been runs. So that's another thing if you're looking at Davis Mills and his decision-making over the week in that game. But, my goodness, if you can't convert those, it's going to have a tough time to win. And, you know, I appreciate it, Clint, because I was, you know, talking to you about that last play to get a sense of where that was. And we asked Lovie about that play again to see it looked like Brandon Cooks was open, how to break that down. And, you know, throughout that play, looking at the All-22 when it came out today, I mean, even Rex, for a split second, I think there can be debate whether that ball would have reached him or not, but there are three spots across that. Just, it seems like the little things, even the schematic things for the Texans offensively aren't working.
Yeah, I'll argue. The thing for me is we can debate whether they're working or they're not working, Brooks, or you know, what, you know, where was the quarterback supposed to start his read versus where he ended up, and was everybody at their right depth? And there's so many things that go into, you know, why plays work and don't work. It's hard, especially before seeing the All-22, to figure that out. The interesting thing to me is, I think it's really, it's highlighted on the third and short situations, the play calling, the personnels in the third and short situations.
Yeah.
I don't know, in my football mind, if I'm walking around and I'm telling you guys, my squad is a ground and pound. Mm-hmm. If I'm a head coach and I'm going, we are a run-first football team, that's what we're going to do. Let me tell you what I'm not going to do on third and one. I'm not going to call an RPO on third and one. There's no way in hell on third and one, if I'm a ground and pound run first football team, that I'm gonna let the defense dictate whether I run the football or throw the football.
But Damian Pierce, it just seems like how did we do that? How do we even do that with Damian Pierce?
Right. Yeah. But sure, I'm talking about that because you bring up my second point of these are all not well. Man, did somebody do what they were supposed to do? We've heard the coach say two third and ones. They threw it three out of four, right? They threw it three out of four times. Two of them were RPOs. So you're telling me that you're a ground and pound run first football team, and then you in third and ones, the most critical situations in a game, you called an RPO.
Yeah, maybe once.
When really, let's be honest, that's not your strong suit.
No,
like Josh Allen or Pat Mahomes calling an RPO. That's a different story. We're talking about this bunch, right? You let the defense dictate whether you run or throw the football. And then the second part of it is, show, to your point, the one thing that I feel really confident about this football team is in third and one, you've got one guy you can get the football to, and I feel really – even if it's not blocked well, right. I feel really good that you got a pretty damn good chance of getting third and one. And to be honest with you, if we look at it, third and one, if you don't get it, you should go for it on fourth down most times, right? I feel really good that guy's going to get it with two tries.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.